a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Yeah, that's why they're...
The House Health and Human Services Committee will now come to order. And I don't have any notes in front of me, but I believe we'll start with the roll. Secretary, call the roll. Didn't realize I was crippled with my list. I hardly ever thought I looked at.
We don't have any internet users, do we?
No, yeah, we are online, so we're a public meeting. So, yep, that everything holds true. Call the roll, please.
Representative Campbell.
Here.
Eklund.
Yeah,
Hager.
Here.
Hawks.
Here.
Heineman. Heinert.
Here.
Hickey. Sly.
Here.
Soli.
Here.
Steele.
Here.
Westra.
Here.
Magstead. Munsterman.
Here.
Chairman Munsterman, the quorum is present.
Thank you. You have before you the minutes from the last meeting. I entertain a motion to approve those.
Second.
Motion made by Representative Campbell, seconded by Representative Hager. Any discussion on those minutes? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
And opposed? Minutes are passed. So our primary purpose for meeting today, obviously no public testimony, but it's really what types of topics would we like to see studied before we meet next year. And so I want to open that up, you know, to everybody that's here. And if you think back to some of the bills that we had, you know, and or some of the discussions that led from those bills, that's really what we want to think about today. Is there something we want to drill down and get in the weeds on, or have somebody in a study group do that for us? So anyway, I'm just going to open it up. Anybody have suggestions, and we'll take each topic and discuss it, and then decide if, by consensus, if we want to move that to a suggested study.
Mr. Chair,
Representative Soli,
would you be so kind as to explain just the different steps? I know the starts here, what it would go through, and who's involved. I mean, I've heard versions of it, but I'm not sure I understand it.
That's a great question, and rather than me stumble at that, I'm going to have Amanda go ahead and go do the process, and we know it's right the first time that it's said.
All right. The first step is either the committee or you personally can submit a topic request. After session, when we have all the topics in, the LRC will compile a list of all the topics, send them out to each individual legislator, and then you can rank each topic your favorite. And then when we get them all back, we'll compile all the numbers and rank each topic, and the executive board then will get that list and make the final decision of what will be studied.
And something that she said, and I was reminded by Representative Sly this morning, that I think is really important. Whatever we decide as a consensus, as a committee, to make recommendations will be one thing. But if you have something else, and or, you know, we didn't agree with you on a particular topic, you still can submit that. And then, like she said, all of us as a legislature get a chance to rank those.
Okay. The other thing is when that list comes out, if it comes from the committee, it'll state from House Health and Human Services Committee, or if you submit it as yourself, or maybe two of you go together or three, you would put your names on the form that's here, and then it would show that, so we would know who had submitted those topics.
Representative Soli.
And does the final decision is made by who? I missed
the executive board.
The executive
yes.
board, which we will soon elect our representatives to.
Right.
Okay, thank you.
Representative Steele.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The biggest influence then, question, the biggest influence to the e-board is the amount of names that are on the different ones. Is this the biggest influence on which ones they're going to decide on? Or how do they decide?
You know what? Representative Sly and I had this conversation this morning. They can look at that list. They can see the based on the amount of interest per category or per topic. But then they, in and of themselves, can put topics for summer study that weren't even on that list. And so, you know, I mean, the e-board will just make their own decision based on probably a lot of different things.
I'm sure their decisions wouldn't be biased by their own bills. Or submittals.
We'll leave that alone. So let's move on to, go ahead, Representative Sly.
I'll just explain something else, too. Sometimes, as individuals, a topic is introduced more than one time because, you know, what you might think is important and maybe Representative Campbell thinks it's important, but it might be written up a little bit different way, but it might be the same topic. And those are still listed separately, but I think part of that consideration is that recurring issue that's coming up as we're looking at that, too. So I don't think we need to be afraid of putting in something and have it differ a little bit, but we'll be. And sometimes I've written on there, well, I if there's three submissions of, on a similar topic, I'll just say, well, I think this is the issue that we want rather than the individual one.
So. Yeah, very good. Well, let's start with Representative Eklund, and we'll just each go around the room. Do you have anything in particular that you feel we need to discuss? Or
nothing burning in my heart right now.
Okay. Nope, that's great. Representative Soley?
Thank you. A couple things. One is I'd like to put Representative Heinert on the spot, just in general. No. Well, it seems like we're often talking about issues where he or in other situations where the Native American health situation is brought up. Now, I really don't know if a summer study is appropriate, but is there something that we could do together as a legislative body, like in a summer study, that would help us understand how we work towards improving, especially in this case, the health situation? There are obviously other things, too. So I just wanted to see if you're awake, Representative.
No. Would you like to comment on that, Representative Heinert, since you were selected from the herd here?
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you, Representative Soley. Yes, I'm awake. Representative Killer and I have, and J.R. LaPlante have talked about this. You know, the Tribal Relations Board is going to meet this summer, and this year's focus is going to be healthcare. And I've talked with Representative Eklund. I've talked with a few other representatives about maybe coming to those meetings or even being on that board. We know we need to do something, and I don't know. I don't have the answer. I don't know if anybody does. I've had our interns look at other states and how they handle Indian health care and the contracts between the federal government, the state government, and the tribes. I would love to see that. I just don't know where to start. So hopefully we can get some ideas and maybe we can do something.
Yeah, very good.
Well, I would certainly offer that as probably the biggest issue, but like Representative Heinert said, I don't know where to start. And if we have time within the next few days or over the weekend to come up with at least kind of a beginning proposal, I certainly feel that would be high on the list. And then I do have another
idea. Yep, go right ahead. You have the floor.
When we talked about midwives, apparently a recurring issue here in South Dakota, what I was hearing, and I think I may have said something then, is that the nurse midwife program has, out of this, started to grow, with just four, I think, and maybe only two really practicing, and with waivers to help with home births. It seems to me this might be a wonderful way to address some of rural health care needs, to provide the nurse midwife to strengthen that program. So that's a little more specific. So I would like to see if that's a possibility for a summer study, and I really am not clear how to word that. Not to bring in, you know what I'm saying,
nope,
nurse midwives in South Dakota to improve and strengthen that system for the sake of the rural state. But that would take some study, and you know, maybe we need some scholarships or mentorships or whatever. Thank you.
Okay, very good. Representative Hawks. Okay. Representative Westra.
At this time, I can't.
Okay. Representative Hager.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I was thinking maybe a topic like assessing the effectiveness of prevention and early detection of drug use in minors. We have Senate Bill 70. We know it's an issue. We're running out of prison space. And I think Senate Bill 70 will address some of those things. But what can we do before young people reach that stage of the point where they go from victims to abusers? And so I'm just wondering if there's any strategies we can come up with, what we're currently doing. I'd be interested in studying that and seeing how effective it is and what we would might need to do differently.
Mm-hmm. Comments on that?
I have a title for this. Excuse me.
Representative Soley.
I'm feeling more informal this morning.
That's okay. You can be relaxed.
Thank you. I have a title for that. Going beyond just say no. Well, the idea, I would like to support that because one of the things that has not been effective is, it seems, but we need to look at it, that zero tolerance, just say no, but without providing alternatives and catching people early, all kinds of things. So that might be a good way to go. Thank you.
Have you talked to, like, anybody in the governor's office about this at all?
No, I have not. The departments I thought would probably be interested or involved that I have not talked with but would want to talk with would be the Department of Education, DCI, and DSS. And when I looked online, we do have a DARE program here in our state, and I'm not sure which department would oversee that one.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Representative Heineman. Any burning topics that you would like to... Just what a chair wants to hear.
Yes. Sorry. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I take a kind of a different perspective in summer studies in that I've heard many times where they do a lot of work and then there isn't much that comes to fruition. And that's difficult for me. So, you know, there's a couple of things, they've mentioned. You know, the tribal health is our association is working on that from the dental side. And there's definitely a lot of roadblocks. They're trying to get credentialing, I guess is what you would call it, between the nine tribes. And you would think you'd be able to fill out a form after working 32 years and be able to go in and work in a facility, volunteer, and not have to go through a lot of paperwork. But I did that this last summer, and I think I had six of the nine send me more contracts to be able to sign. And again, I'm not being derogatory. I'm just telling you, you know, that's one area I think we could maybe look at to help remove the roadblocks for professionals to come in to the tribal system to be able to help, to be able to volunteer, and to be able to work with the local entities. I guess, I don't know if that's a summer study, but I guess I'm following up on the previous speaker's, you know, comments about tribal health. I have an Indian Health Service clinic in my own town, and I don't speak a lot to that. I don't work there anymore, but I did for 2 years. So, if there's anything, again, I started with the idea I don't like summer studies, but I am telling you there are things that are worth looking at. I agree. So if there's anything to add to that, I guess that's what I would say.
No, and that's good. And I'm kind of lumping that underneath the Indian Health Service healthcare and reservation topic is where I've got that listed now, and I think that's a great point. I do want to comment on the summer study. I agree. In the past, there have been summer studies, and it's like, okay, what did we learn, and did we do anything with it? And we didn't. But I can point to at least three that in the last 2 years that I've been involved with that have amounted to something. Medicaid Work Solutions Work Group has done and brought legislation and has done a really good job at bringing forward changes in health care and Medicaid and some of those things, and continue to work in a lot of different areas that you'll see next year, actually. The behavioral work group, we saw those changes come forward. I think even Senate Bill 70, you know, that whole initiative, and then that was carried forward. And so I think the take-home lesson here is that you can, if you're going to do a works group or a study group on a particular topic, then it behooves us as legislators who are the leaders in the state to be able to take it to the next step. If, in fact, there's something there that is compelling enough to do so. And so that's how I look at it and try not to be tainted from past history of summer studies, you know, that it's really up to us to make something from those. And it needs to be a meaningful to begin with as well. So sorry to editorialize there, but I felt like I think that was good. Representative Heineman.
Yeah, just to follow up, I appreciate that feedback because that is a perspective I think that I need to improve on. And I do. You're right. You know, if the idea or the concept is worth talking about, it should be worth doing some action. And I think that's exactly what you're saying, and I agree. So that's why we need to scrutinize not only who we put in charge of this, as you said, the leadership, but also what we do as far as a study, and that if there can be something that come out of it. I agree totally with you. Thank you.
Great. You said it way better than I did. Representative Sly.
Thank you. I'll add a little bit to the thoughts about summer studies. I've been on several over the years. One was a sex offender registry. We had that, I think, one of my first years that I was in the legislature. And we had some pieces of legislation that came through that really made a difference with that. This year, I would say the oil, looking at the development of oil in western South Dakota, we had several bills that came through and passed with that also. And I was on the criminal justice workgroup initiative. That was a little bit different than a summer study because it was involved a lot of stakeholders, and it was led by people that had expertise in the field. And we had, I mean, we came out with Senate Bill 70, which is, it's a lot of work behind the scenes. You gain a lot of knowledge and information, and then the action part, I would agree that that's the big thing. And there are some, maybe you're thinking of the teen driving task force or something like that, and, you know, there are a lot of task forces that happen, and maybe you bring four bills forward and maybe only two get passed, but that's possibly better than what it was before. Plus, I know another work group that worked on the residential facilities or payments for children with special needs, and that was in education, and they had been working on that, not as a summer study, but as a work group task force, and they finally got it together this year after about 5 years of working on it. So I think if it's an important issue that we keep plugging away on it and working towards solutions that will help South Dakota. So as for topics, sorry, that's but a couple of things that came out of the discussions here and the bills that came forward. The one, and we had some conversation that they would move forward with this, is the one with the older people and dementia and the assisted living versus nursing home long-term care facilities. That was one that I felt we didn't have the closure, but we still have the problem without the solutions. And I know that they had said they would move forward, but I don't know if we need that in the form of a summer study or if that action will happen. Another one that I felt the conversation was still a little bit open-ended, there was a Hog House Amendment, the one with the mental health issues and whether to have guns or not. And for me, I think that's part of our discussion as we're talking about violence in our society is not just having more guns, but we also have to look at mental health issues. And I think that conversation, even though that bill didn't move forward, I think it's something that's worthy of looking at.
Very good. Anybody disagree with that? You have something on her topic?
Yes.
Okay.
Tribal health. Right? Okay. Just like to express a little bit my frustrations over it, I guess, because we have a major problem, as we all know there, and we don't seem to be able to do a whole lot as a state.
we can address the problems, we try to help them somewhat, but every time we have any suggestions or input, or it seems to me there's a big wall right there. This is federal government. We have no right to even put input into it the way it appears to me. There's such a wall there that the federal government authority rules over everything, and I'm very frustrated with that. These are South Dakotans. We ought to have more influence. We ought to be able to have more input into what really happens out to our reservations. And I'm glad to know that we got the Tribal Relations Board meeting this summer. Hopefully we can get something through there somehow. But I find it very frustrating that we're stuck in a state without being able to really address the problem because the federal government is in control of everything. Of course, that's my soapbox. I can get on about the federal government on almost any topic. So thank you.
Thanks for stopping right there, too, by the way. Representative Heinert.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Of course, tribal health, and I think back to Representative Killer's bill that ended up being just a carcass bill that he agreed that we needed to table, just an act to improve tribal health. Mm-hmm. And in just our conversation here this morning, I thought, okay, where can I go with this? How can I improve this immediately? And I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to go back to our tribe and meet with our council about mutual aid agreements with the state of South Dakota, that we're not giving up our sovereignty, but we are able to write resolutions and come through our tribal health board to our hospital, allowing that licensure process to be expedited. Kind of not much different than we did in the bill yesterday. So there's little things like that. We've got to keep the tribes included in this conversation. And yes, there are some bureaucracies that we have to go through between the BIA, the tribes, and us. But I think it's workable, but everybody's kind of been scared of it. And I think we need to get it out there on the table and say, this is what we can do right here, right now. Let's try it.
Yeah.
I will work on that this summer. I think it is probably a good summer study topic. I don't know how they all work. I mean, do we all gather here in Pierre, or do we call each other, or what do we do? I don't know the mechanics of it. The other thing I think it's important to me, and it's the biggest elephant in the room, nobody said, is Medicaid expansion. What are we going to do if the governor decides to expand or not to expand? I think if he decides to expand, we need to be having some discussions on how does that look in South Dakota. Mm-hmm. That's all I got. I think that's probably enough.
That's very good. And as you venture out and, between this session and next on what you're talking about, I'm happy to join you as chair. And so if you would like me to come with you, I could be a mouse in the corner or I can be right alongside you. I'll support you, every inch of the way when it comes to that. So feel free to use me however you want.
I appreciate that.
Yep. Representative Steele, did you have anything else to add?
Nothing else.
Okay, thank you. Well, the horse is outside behind the door. Representative Campbell.
Well, I like what Representative Eklund said, but I also find interesting what the young lady with the dark hair.
Representative Hager? Or Representative Hogg?
And I'm not sure what would be gained by doing it from the police side, but it would be an interesting concept to try to infiltrate the youth side of things without giving them away, so to speak, to hear it from their lips why they're corralled by mind-altering substances. Not sure how that would go over or how you would even entertain it. And it might be dangerous. But it's an interesting concept. Solving a problem at its root meets the court system later and the law enforcement issues and the supreme amounts of money that have been spent federally on the war on drugs, and we're still losing, in my opinion. So anyway, that's...
It's good.
That's my two cents.
Very good. Well, I had a list, and between Representative Sly and Representative Heinert, you stole all my thunder on that. It had to do with the dementia, and what I would probably suggest there, I mean, we had a pretty, I think, solid response from Secretary Hollingsworth. I will confirm that in writing, though, and if we can get confirmation of that in writing, that they're going to take that forward, and I think Amanda's writing this down, then... Are you okay with us not putting it as a summer study?
Absolutely.
Is that okay? And so then 1188, my suggestion there would be to get confirmation from the Behavioral Health Work Group, which I believe Secretary Malsom-Risden, was she the one that headed that up? I believe she was. If we did the same with her on that, would we be okay not offering that as a summer study? Because that'd be a really great group to let them run with this. You know, we heard a lot of the opponent testimony, and some were proponent. Not sure if they were opponents or proponents after the Hog House and all of that. But that would be my suggestion there. And then the pardon me? Go ahead, Representative Soli.
I just want to understand. So this is on the mental health issues for
guns and violence, yep.
And that you're suggesting that we put a little... pressure on the, or ask the mental, which group are you asking?
It would be the Behavioral Health Work Group. They were formed a couple of years ago.
Are there still any?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
And how do they have a sunset or?
No, I don't believe they do, but we'll find out. Well, I guess what I'm after would be a letter of commitment to our committee from those two secretaries saying that, hey, we're going to take the ball and run with it, because if they aren't, then I think we need to offer it to the rest of the legislature as a topic.
I would agree with that.
Okay, I just want to make sure that's okay with everybody.
I'm still learning my way around the groups. Thank you.
Yep, you bet. And then the Medicaid expansion, I would agree it should go on the study list. And one of the suggestions I have, and we don't even have to talk about it today, but the long-range planning committee has been directed by the executive board to put on their list a list of topics. And the first one is workforce training, which we're pretty much complete with all the open testimony and going to be publishing a white paper on that within the next couple of months. But also on that is healthcare and education and government operations, some of those things. And I guess what I'm thinking is that this might be a really good topic for them to dive into as their next subject matter through the rest of this year, and hopefully present something to this committee, you know, beginning a session next year. But I think we offer it as a summer study topic, but maybe with that suggestion that it may be referred or deferred to the Long Range Planning Committee for study right away, because if the Tribal Relations Board is going to be doing a deep dive into this, that can be a part of this overall process, you know, with the Long Range Planning Committee, because we've done, as some of you know that serve on that Long Range Planning Committee know, we've had lots of discussions with the tribes on workforce, you know, and so we got, I think, a pretty good communication pattern now established, and I think it would be a really good next step if we do take healthcare on to do that. So that's just a suggestion. But and then on the list, then, we would have the Would we want to wrap in the nurse midwife program rural health care needs into that health care discussion? Into the overall health care discussion of expanding Medicaid and what are the health care needs of the state and getting into the Indian health aspect of it? I mean, do we want that as a broad category?
My own reaction is that it seems like it might deserve its own particular study. And if I might comment on the Indian health issues. So I was sitting here, it is trying to, I sometimes use the example of trying to lift up a blob of Jell-O and you don't know where to start because there's so much. But it seems from what Representative Heinert has said that the area where we can make a difference is the area of cooperation and the summer study could explore how the state could be involved in cooperative efforts with the tribes in order to improve health care for Native Americans in our state, something like that. Now, but I still don't know if that's appropriate. And if we mix everything in together, we might dilute some particular solutions that could arise getting the particular people to study. But
okay.
I don't know if that's helpful.
Yep, nope, I totally respect that. So I think we would want to keep the nurse midwife as a separate recommended study, assessing the effectiveness of early detection, as Representative Hager had mentioned. And then the other two would be the dementia and the mental health. We'll get confirmation or commitment from the departments on that. Does that sound like a plan? Representative Steele.
Yeah, I would like to see the midwifery bill be separate, too. They're able to have midwives on the reservation, and I think that should be part of that study of how's it working out, what do they do, and what do they cover in relation to the rest of the state, being rural South Dakotans.
Good. Very good. Do you feel like you have good direction on the topics? And maybe visit with the representatives and get the titles and help them fill that out. And then if we could put together a letter to Secretary Hollingsworth and Malsom Risden and get their commitments back. And if we don't get those back, then before the deadline hits on this, then they should be recommended as studies.
Do you want to make this official and do a vote on each one for committee submission?
Can we do them all together?
Voice vote?
Sure. Voice vote on all together. Okay. Is there any opposition to what we've discussed? And maybe you want to go ahead and reiterate so that we're sure that it's right on your pad of paper. It matches up with what's in our heads.
All right. I have a study on midwives in South Dakota and effectiveness and what can be done in that area. The second topic is assess the effectiveness of prevention of drug and alcohol abuse in youth, looking at the effectiveness, early treatment, and any additional ways to look at that topic. And then I also have Medicaid expansion. I also have asked for a confirmation in writing from Department of Health regarding the assisted living long-term care issue we discussed, and confirmation in the behavioral health work group dealing with House Bill 1188 with mental health and guns and violence.
Representative Sly.
Thank you. On the one about drug use for young people, you mentioned early treatment. Is that what we want to look at, or is it early prevention and early detection of the abuse or misuse?
Yes, what you said. So not early treatment, but early detection. We want to find these kids as early as possible. Yes. Yep. Intervention, prevention, early detection.
Mm-hmm. Those shun words.
Mr. Chair. Yep, Representative Heinert.
And with that, I think there needs to be a pretty big focus on prescription drugs. That is abuse of prescription drugs. That is huge in our community right okay. now. That,
you're all right with that? That's all part of the
and,
game?
And that's and kids are getting their hands on that stuff way easier than they can find other illegal yeah. drugs. So.
Okay. Anything else to add or subtract from that list?
Mr. Chair, I guess I didn't know where you rolled in your tribal health, whether that is in your Medicaid expansion or because I think there still needs to be that mention of improving. I don't know how
yeah,
I could say it. And,
okay, yeah. that, let's add it to the list. Even though we know that the tribal board is going to do it,
yep.
we'll put it on our list anyway. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's
Is that
that's
okay
fine
with everybody?
Me.
Representative Eklund?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Yeah, I guess I would almost move it to the top of the list. I just feel like it's crisis right now. As a physician, I've been watching this. I've been talking to people on the east side of the river, and nothing's getting done. And I've spoken with Representative Heinert and I would like to see it, you know, as we talk here, I think we should even formalize a, and let's make it a separate study if we're going to do something. Let's try and finally do something. I mean, I'm, you know, he's passionate. The good representative for Mission is he has, we have a unique opportunity here with him sitting there. And we have the will around this table. We got a little bit of capital, political capital to use. Let's use it. I think maybe we could actually get something done. I mean, I've spoken, you know, I'm working with Sanford. I've spoken with them several times about, hey, what can we do? And I don't see anything getting done. So I'm all for it, and I'm looking forward to coming. I want to come out to Mission, see your painted horses and everything, and I'd love to do that and be a part of that. So I would like to formalize it.
Very good.
Representative
Soli.
You said it so much better than I could have. I'm not comfortable with leaving it kind of mushy and fitting it this in, but I'm also not comfortable with us dictating in any way to the tribes. What we need is, I believe, is if we're going to use the vehicle, not carcass, vehicle of a summer study, that it would focus on how the state can cooperate and work with the tribes to improve health care. And I really don't see it as a part of the Medicaid thing, but I defer to the representative with the painted horses.
Very good. So we'll add that to the list. And so if you could just summarize again the list, and we'll make sure we're all up to speed.
All right. And I will take Representative Soli's wording and say how or explore different ways the state can work with and cooperate with the tribes to improve tribal health. And then one issue is potentially state compacts regarding licensing agreements. Mm-hmm. And if you have anything else, can you get it to me? Oh, and also Representative Heinert, when it comes to the summer studies, we've often traveled. And so if it's important in the summer study to go down to some of the reservations, we can more than accommodate that.
It's good. So we've got our list. Anything else to refine on that list, Representative Sly?
I apologize for being a word kind of freak, but instead of cooperate, would collaborate be a better word to use instead of cooperation?
That's stronger.
Do we want to be collaborating with them?
Yeah.
Is that a better word or not?
I think so. I'm seeing Representative Heinert's head go up and down, so that's good enough for me.
You hear him rattling?
Yeah. Clink, clunk.
Sorry.
Go ahead, Amanda.
I will get these written up, and I will send an email out to each of you regarding each of the topics. That way, if you want to add anything or change the wording, we can get it all perfect before we submit it as a committee.
Any other thoughts on the list? I do want to take a voice vote on this, but I want to make sure everybody's comfortable with at least how it's going to be drafted and then understanding that we may have to tweak the wording, which I think everybody here is of like mind in that area. Anything else to add or refine, Representative Campbell?
Just a question. When prescription drugs came up, what was that related to? Health?
that'd be related to,
or was it related
the good looking lady to my right? Her,
exactly.
Yeah, her topic.
Okay. And with that, was alcohol mentioned in the original? Okay. That was my question. Thank you.
I'm sorry.
He was wondering if alcohol was mentioned in the original.
In
your...
It was not.
Oh, but I think it got included, though. Was that correct?
That's substance abuse. Why I'm wondering.
What's the will of the committee? Do you...
I would certainly like to see it. It's a mind-altering substance just like everything else.
Okay, let's include alcohol in minors.
Okay, we got that on. Very good. Any other thoughts? Well, yes, Representative Mecklen.
I wonder if it is the will of this group or not. But I would put, like I said before, at the top of the list, but maybe somehow formalize that the health concerns of the tribes in South Dakota, just to somehow put a little more emphasis that is really, I don't know. I think it's where several of us are at. I'm not sure if all of us are there, but I don't know how to put an exclamation point on that one. That would be up to our LRC staff. So.
Well, what she'll do is she'll draft it, and then, like she said, she'll send it out to everybody. And so if you have some thoughts that you want to, you know, blend into that, but still fit that consensus of the title, I think we're going to be fine. I think we're a friendly group here, and we all want, you know, and what's going to happen is that there's going to be, it'll be like two or three sheets of, or maybe two anyway, of topics that you will be selecting in a survey, and all the legislators then will, you know, prioritize it. And if for some reason our list does not get selected, let's then take it to Plan B, you know, and then begin to say, okay, if the long-range planning committee is going to be talking about this or that or whatever, that let's make sure we get these on that list, and we'll, you know, work it one way or the other. So I think we all believe in what it is that we think our priorities in health, and we'll try to get that accomplished either way. Representative Steele.
Just to add to that, on when we get this list, it's usually two or three pages. It's only one paragraph. And they ask you, if I remember right, to pick up five of them. And if you fit into your number one choice, they're going to put you there. But if they've already got too many people in that, they'll put you to two or three or four. So I think you pick up five things, and then they'll decide where they want to put you from there. Okay.
Very good. Anything else? Any other comments on the list? Well, I'll make a motion that we adopt this list and send it off. Is there a second on that? Seconded by Representative Eklund. Any further discussion on the list? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
And opposed? Very good. Motion passes. Well, hey, this has been a great year, and I am looking forward to next year with all of you. Really am. And especially if we can move ahead proactively on some good policy, I think that's going to be rewarding for everybody. So with that, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
Second.